Did someone say unleashed? Welcome to the Truth in Politics, Culture Wars, and that chaos of unleashed entertainment talk. Expand your mind now with D, live on the radio and the Daily Shot of Freedom podcast, unleashedentertainmenttalk.com. Where most people stop, D begins. We talk about everything. Almost unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic starts now.
I went back to make sure we immediately surged to the border. All those people surged to the border, surged to the border.
Well, 7 million people, that's how many foreigners have entered this country without permission or documentation.
The Venezuelan government is purposely freeing inmates, including some convicted of murder, rape, and those criminals are now entering the U.S. through our southern border.
We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution.
Children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network, bad actors seeking to profit off of the lives of children.
New details in the murder of Lakin Riley that's sparking massive outrage after her alleged killer was in the country illegally.
A Pasadena girl was found sexually assaulted and strangled.
An undocumented migrant illegally crossed into the United States.
An illegal immigrant charged in a hit and run that killed a 10-year-old boy.
The shooting that left a 2-year-old boy dead. This suspect was in the country illegally.
I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates that the two are not connected.
Yeah, it keeps going, and on, and on. Yeah.
It is so obvious to me why it feels so dark right now, and that is because we lost one of the brightest lights that there's ever been.
On Monday evening, the sunshine wasn't the only thing lighting up the clear blue sky. Gold balloons honoring the life of 10-year-old Alex Wise Jr.
A line of people from across the community hugging a father going through unimaginable pain.
Yep, it keeps going on, y'all. It keeps going. But y'all, right, so the border's wide open. We all know that. It's been open for a long time. They're saying now about 11 million plus, who knows, on the gotaways. Good morning, Monday, April 22nd, 2024. It is the D-U-E-T. Hey, Kim.
Right. Good morning.
What you doing today?
Waking up. Waking up, of course, and getting ready for SK on the radio this evening. So.
That's right. Tonight, today, this afternoon, 5 p.m. Central, SK on the radio with Stephen and Kim, 104.3 FM, and on their page, Facebook, SK Podcast, all that good stuff. Anyway, you can find them. Just take a look. So, on that intro right there, so all of that's going on in the country, but yet, over the weekend, our, quote, so-called leadership in D.C. in the swamp made a move to give more money to every other country out there, but did nothing again to close our border or any money for us, only money for us to spend to them.
Oh my gosh. I mean, seriously, they just look at us like little piggy banks.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it. The taxpayer dollars hard at work, funding terrorists, funding the other side, funding everything except you and me.
Yep. Every single other side, which is... Yeah.
Believe me, they are funding it all. I mean, we are funding it all.
Oh my gosh, it's disgusting.
Mike Johnson crafted this different kind of bill, which was a bunch of bills combined in one. We thought that Mike Johnson might be a good leader, but apparently he's working in conjunction with the Democrats.
He's basically a Democrat at this point.
Yeah, he is their new savior, in their opinion.
I mean, and the controversy with the ousting, in my opinion, it wouldn't be any different than having Hakeem Jeffries at this point. So we might as well take a risk, roll the dice.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen on that, because they say that it won't be like Kevin because they're trying to save face, but they might as well now because it doesn't really matter anymore at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We literally with the showing of support after the bill passed, the majority of the whole the whole Congress is basically on board with all of that. So
yeah, only 14 people voted against that.
That is just sad. I mean, it is 14. Sad.
I can find 14 people around this building.
Yeah.
Okay, so only 14 people out of our House of Congress, our own House of Congress, voted for that. That's a sad state we're in, people. That is the sad state that America is in right now. And look, I'm not talking about, you know, Israel and what they've done and what we've done for them in the past. You know, I don't know. That's a bigger conversation. But just writing blank checks and sending all these people money is not the answer.
It's not.
It's not the answer.
And I mean, we've got to stop being the world's savior. You know, we got to let them handle their own stuff. So we got to do our own stuff. It's pretty common sense because, I mean, at some point, we're going to run out of money.
Oh, yeah. We're just
then what are they going to do?
We're just borrowing money right now from China. So that's all we're doing is borrowing more and more and more and more money.
From our enemy, if you think about it.
Yeah, of course. And it's just interest that we're struggling to pay at this point. Interest on the $35 trillion debt is $8.6 billion is just the interest.
And the people that should know the most about that are those people.
Yeah, but they do know about it. Yeah. But they're not, they don't care about, honestly, the future of, I guess, their own grandchildren.
Yeah.
I mean, really, at this point.
Yeah.
Now, we're up on Facebook Live at Unleashed Entertainment Talk every morning. On the radio at 104.3 FM, and the podcast follows at unleashedentertainmenttalk.com. The TuneIn app is on right now, and the FM radio app as well. Oh, Karen Cole, good morning, Colton Rush, and Debbie. We are bright and early on this Monday fun day. I don't know how much fun it is, but
woohoo!
It could be a lot worse, though. I always look at life that way. April 22nd, coming up on... not that long away from the election, which they're making a mockery of with their lawfare. Today marks day one of the Trump trial in New York City with Alvin Bragg and the judge that donated to the Democrat Party, which is illegal. It's illegal, but of course they're letting this slide. His daughter runs a Democrat consulting and advertising firm. And raises money for Adam Shifty Schiff, but yet the judge is still on the case.
Hey, what time does the curtain call for this show?
I think 9 a.m. Eastern time.
I heard horrible reviews.
Good morning, Anita. But this is shocking, but not shocking, because everything that we say now, almost every single day of our life, is this has never happened in history.
Yep. Because and tomorrow. Tomorrow surprises us every time.
Yep. And they got two lawyers now on the jury, excuse me. And that's never happened in the history. Now, that could help either side or both sides. I don't know. Maybe one lawyer will have enough sense to go, wait a minute. But I doubt it because it's in a 91.2% Democrat region, which is New York City.
Yeah. And again, we're watching theater. It's
political theater.
Yeah.
I would say at best, but it's at worst. So I'm not going to give it that title. Anyway, those are the top stories, of course. And we're going to, of course, we're going to harp on Mike Johnson. I don't know if it offends anybody, but if it does, just know that get the facts on what this guy said he was going to do and what he's not doing or what he is doing. Either way, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy because these are the things that are just unreal. And not only did that pass through the House, which, you know, it'll pass in the Senate because the Senate doesn't have enough Republicans to fight it. But the craziest thing about the weekend to me, the saddest, repulsive thing about the entire weekend, all of these people, when that bill went through inside of our chambers of the United States Congress, all they were doing was cheering and flying Ukrainian flags.
Yeah.
Not one American flag.
Right. Right. Exactly, because it had nothing to do with America.
Not one American flag in our own chambers, y'all.
I mean, tell me $1 that was proposed anywhere inside of America to help any issues that we have going on here.
I mean, and just like that, after it passed, they started shouting, Ukraine, Ukraine, while happily flying those
flags.
Who
thought that was a good idea? Honestly, it is literally just like shoving it back in the American people's face. Like, ha ha, we did this.
Well, apparently it was all the people that were happy about it because they're the ones that passed
it. They know this is not popular, though. That's where I say it's like it was literally rubbing it in our faces.
Yeah, it was probably one of the, if not the most unpatriotic things that I've ever witnessed in years. Almost like they were celebrating the burning of the American flag, which some of them do. And some of them do that as well.
I haven't seen so much bipartisanship in a long time.
You know what, though? It's America last. That's what should be trending on that. And that's unfortunate. That's seriously unfortunate. I don't like to have to say this about our own country, but it's disgraceful. Disgraceful, you guys. Disgraceful.
It is. Very un-American, unpatriotic.
Yeah, we're already getting text messages and good morning messages on Facebook and on our text line at 769-208-3809. Mobility Medical, Inc. sponsors the text line, mobilitymedicalinc.com, 769-208-3809. Remind me which country that these people were elected to represent. That's a text message.
That's a hard question to answer.
It is. And unfortunately, it should be an automatic. You should never have to ask that question. Never. Because again, they work for us, supposedly.
Right.
Supposedly, we the people.
Supposedly.
And honestly, by the Constitution, we're supposed to go there now and take care of it.
Yep.
Supposed to.
By the Constitution.
Right.
We should be. If the government is not fulfilling the Constitution, we're supposed to be able to get them out and get the ones that we need in there.
Yeah. Again, this is Senator Rand Paul going off, which he should. These representatives are traitors to the country. Right. Yep. What I say back to Rand Paul is, then we shouldn't treat them like anything else at this point.
Right, right. I mean, when did we say that it was fine for us to allow traitors to not only not go through due process of what traitors are supposed to go, you know, do, but continue to allow them to make decisions for American people?
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. Every day they're making your decisions and my decisions for us.
Yes. And when they're not working for us,
whether we like it or not, they're still making them.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Carlton Rush. Stop giving them money. No more taxes. Good morning, Stephen SRS and Cindy, Lloyd Travis. Debbie said, make sure you have enough to get where you need to go. Yeah, that's true when it comes down to it. Have a plan, you guys. Have a plan. Good morning, Danny Ray. Good morning, Pat Phillips. Good morning, Anita.
So all they're going to do with something like that is just make more taxes to make it hard. When they start seeing you plan for something like that, they're just going to put something in place that makes it harder for you to do.
Oh, yeah. More taxes.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, is this something y'all need? Let's throw some more taxes on that. They got to get more of your money.
Yeah, and they're already getting about 50% now. I'm on almost half. I remember when Rob, my friend, went over to France about 4 or 5 years ago. Well, actually, he was there when COVID hit, so he got stuck there for 2 months. But in France, which is a socialist country, the restaurant business that he was partners with, the owner, 70% taxes is what he was paying. And I'm like, that's unreal. I guess that's what we want here, you guys. I know it's not what we the people want, but it's definitely what we the so-called leadership wants.
Right. And I don't get it. It just blows my mind. I would have never thought a couple of years ago that we would have had this many. I mean, I know we had crazy people in there, but I didn't know how many we were going to get in there. It's mind-blowing.
And you can also tell that even me or even you out there, if you've been keeping up with things, and I've been keeping up with it in my mind, I almost feel like Tucker Carlson. I've been keeping up with these things, and I thought I was on top of my game. But just the hatred at the colleges, just the hatred in the streets blocking off this. But, and it doesn't matter who they're taking up for. That's not my point. The hatred runs so high in this country, and the downright hatred towards Christians, no matter what religion you are at this point, is so deep that it even blows my mind, literally. These people don't like us, okay? I'm just going to be honest. They just don't like us. And it doesn't have anything to do with race. It 100% has to do with they've been indoctrinated. Seriously. It's crazy, the kids. I mean, the younger people.
Yeah. I mean, the college stuff has been kind of going on for a little bit. And, I mean, people protesting, but the amount of protesting and how they're allowed to do things like block the streets. I kept seeing that in Europe thinking, yeah, try that over here. Well, they have now. And apparently they're allowing that too.
We weren't keeping up.
Yeah. It's kind of another thing. Like we talk about, if it happens in California, it spreads. Well, the same thing. If it happens in a European country, it's going to come over here.
And now they built a campsite like that other fake Chad thing they did in Seattle some years back. They built a fake campsite in New York and they call it the Liberation City, whatever the heck it is. This is insane that the United States of America. Now, look, I know they have freedom of speech because everybody is, but there's a difference between freedom of speech and blocking people from going to work having a life.
That is not freedom of speech.
No, that is.
You can say what you want to say. That's the freedom of speech. But blocking off traffic, I mean, this is a safety issue. Constantly security. Think about how many people have an emergency needing to go somewhere. You know, not just the emergency vehicles, but also people in their cars rushing to pick someone up to take them to the hospital or, you know, whatever it is. It's like you can cause people to die. That should not ever be allowed. The cops should pull them every single time, say, if you're going to protest on the side of the road. And really, I always have wondered, if you're blocking people from getting where they want to go, they're not going to support your cause.
No.
They're not going to be on your side. And even people watching on TV, they're not going to sit there and say, oh, well, maybe we should, you know, have cleaner air and water and do all whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're going to be against you. I never have understood that.
The universities, the public schools, the teachers unions, some of the private schools, all the massive indoctrination that's been going on for all these years, and the population that have zero critical thinking skills, unfortunately, is what's going on. Sadly, but it's true. It's what they were taught, honestly, in school. And then they get out and go into real life experiences and they forget what real life is because they've been living an indoctrination life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad, but it is what's going on. And illegal aliens, we all know, we talk about it every day, they're earning and receiving money. And they're not going to send those people back to their home. Now, I know Trump says he's going to deport everyone and it's going to be massive deportation, and it may be. If he wins, hope, dear God, pray. But even then, it's going to be so hard to get so many people that Joe Biden.
Think about it. I mean, you said 11 million, right? Well, I mean, probably, you know, won't get even to all of those. But I mean, just imagine if we can get 8 million out of here in
or five, like, even
a couple of days. Yeah, it's like that would start at least. And then everyone else that's there, I mean, they better get their butts back or they get deported back.
It's because you have to lead that way. You can't lead the other way, which Joe Biden leads by the weakness and Trump leads by strength.
And you kind of want to ask, like, people who supported Biden or voted for Biden, like, did you actually vote for this? Is this what you voted for?
Most people will tell you no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he literally duped even his own people.
Oh, and they're noticing now. Believe me, a lot of them. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that everybody's flipping now from Biden because, unfortunately, the celebrities and the people that make the big money, you know, they're going to vote for Biden because they don't actually live in a real world. So they don't know what's going on anyway. So
exactly. But there is more of us than there is of them.
Right.
So
even though they'll argue and say different, I laugh. So Saturday, to recap, United States Congress approved $61 billion to protect Ukraine, in parentheses, $0 to protect the United States border. After they voted, they cheered and waved Ukraine flags and chanted Ukraine, Ukraine.
It might as well have just started, put their hands over the heart and like sing the national anthem at this point. Just go ahead and move over there. Y'all can go help them out.
And here's a note for you. Neither party has ever worked together to pass a bill to help Americans and then euphorically wave United States of America
flags. That
really
should be the telltale sign there.
And then afterwards, both parties ran to social media to mock the tax-paying U.S. citizens for wanting our money spent here, and then call tax-paying U.S. citizens who don't want to fund every foreign war around the globe Putin puppets and every other name they could possibly think of.
At this point, I'm
traitors,
just going to be like,
gutter,
sure,
trash.
Whatever you want to say. I'm not wrong, though.
Yeah, they can say whatever they want. And then Cat Turd on Twitter/X said, calling all these disgusting traitors gutter trash is actually being too kind. I agree with him.
Yeah. Really, they should be. That's where they should be right now.
Yeah, because unfortunately, we can sit here and talk about all of this as much as we want. And believe me, we will. And we won't stop. But these are serpents. Okay, that's what they are. And they've shown their faces. Now, do we want to help them slither? I'm not.
No.
I'm not. Or do we want to do what our forefathers would have done and said, by the way, and put in the Constitution?
Exactly. They foresaw all of this.
They did. I mean, and they knew that there would be corrupt. There's always been corruption, period. So everybody's like, well, how did they know about corruption? Because there's been corruption since the beginning of time. That's why. Now, to this level, who knows? I don't know. I wasn't alive then. But there's always been corruption. It's called greed. It's called power. All of that stuff.
Yeah.
It's been around since the beginning of time. But they knew that one day that the whichever person or people or embodiment, they knew this would happen.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's why they put all this in place. But unfortunately, they step all over the Constitution now, especially the Democrats.
Well,
I'm not going to say every Republican's good because they're not, but especially the Democrats, they're literally stepping all over it.
Yeah. But I mean, really, you're right. It's also the people who just happen to have an R stuck behind their name.
I know that. Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to take up for the entire Republican Party.
Hmm.
However, the Republican Party is connected at its core to me.
Yeah.
It's just not being ran that way.
The party, but not the people elected.
Right. It's just not being ran that way, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And that's why there's, I don't know, four or five different Republican parties at this point. It's just they need to just either A, completely come up with another one, or I don't know, or just get rid of it and just be the Democrat Party and everybody else.
That is the one good thing that the Democrats can do, is they know how to come together and walk in lockstep to do something. We just know how to bend over backwards and give them whatever they want. We might as well say we have almost 100% majority Democrat in the House, at least, and mostly in the Senate.
Yeah, well, definitely right now.
Yeah.
But the Democrats, they're always going to, every single one of them, vote.
I'm against these prosecutions on principle. I think they're destructive to our country. But let's just examine the facts and the law here. Alvin Bragg effectively is prosecuting Donald Trump for making hush money payments, allegedly, to Stormy Daniels, and then paying Michael Cohen in a means that Alvin Bragg thinks is falsifying business records. Well, first of all, falsifying business records in New York is a misdemeanor, not a felony. And it falls outside of the statute of limitations, meaning it happened so far long ago that Alvin Bragg can't bring the case unless he charges it as a felony, which requires an underlying crime that he's advancing by falsifying those business records that was also a felony. Here's where the legal stretch really begins. That requires Alvin Bragg to say that Donald Trump's payments should have been made out of a campaign account. That's his theory of the case, instead of being made personally, or else it's a constructive campaign contribution. That's bunk. Think about it. Look, you've had smart people like former FEC Commissioner Bradley Smith, who has correctly pointed out that if Donald Trump did use campaign money, campaign contributions, that would arguably be an even stronger legal case to bring against him than the case they're bringing now. So in that version of the world, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. They're going to get him going or they're going to get him coming. It's almost as though they decided this is the person we're going to prosecute, and then we're going to figure out what we're going to charge him with after the fact. Well, guess what? That's exactly what happened. You have Alvin Bragg, a Manhattan DA, who was elected on the promise of going after Donald Trump. For what crime? We had no idea. Just the idea that they had to go after Donald Trump. This is a politician keeping his campaign promise. That is a bastardization of our legal system.
Gotta love some Ramaswamy.
Yeah. And I mean, said that he falsified documents. Well, I say that Alvin Bragg falsified charges.
Absolutely.
Because there was zero crime, but yeah, he's going to charge him with something. That's wrong. That's
yes. False. And the reason we're talking about this is because today, April 22nd, 2024, is the first day that the trial, the kangaroo trial, starts in New York City. Benny the Hutt Thompson has proven yet again he is a worthless. Yeah, I saw Benny Thompson trying, well, not trying, he is making sure pretty much that Donald Trump's security detail will be taken away from him.
All right.
Well, he's pushing for that. I didn't say it was going to happen yet. Which now there's all kind of people out there saying Trump will be assassinated.
Well, it's like, are you wanting someone to do that? I mean, right in front of everyone's face, you're basically saying, I want someone to go and take a shot at Trump.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. This is a safety concern. It's just like the thing with Robert F. Kennedy not getting the security detail. That's ridiculous. It's safety concern. It should never be an issue.
Yeah, but again, Benny Thompson from our own state, Mississippi, but yet people still vote this guy in. Why? No one can ever tell me why.
Yeah.
Nobody. No one can ever tell me why. But today starts the kangaroo trial, New York City, NYC, right up in the middle of the most Democrat-ran region and district, rather, in the entire United States. It really is. It's second, I think, in the United States. Wow. What is going to take to open their eyes is from Colton Rush. The people see the Republicans are just as corrupt as the Democrats. They should all be sent over to Ukraine.
Yep.
Yeah, how about go over there, pull out your debit cards, and pass out your money?
That's right. You go ahead and fund it all you want to.
But yet I see videos of the people in Ukraine partying at nightclubs all night. There's nothing going
on. If your small little country was being bombarded with all these bombs and, you know, Putin right at your doorstep, would you be out in the streets partying?
No, and they're at the nightclubs and the bartenders are saying they've never made this much tips.
They're all getting money.
But it's our money.
Right,
y'all.
Right.
Are you hearing us? It's our money.
It's our money. We should be using that for food and gas and like taking care of our families. But no, they got to
say our money. It's our money. God. That part literally makes
makes your blood boil. So does mine.
You know, this is what's happening in the United States of America. Wake the hell up.
Exactly.
Really.
And what's sad is I think most of us are awake on that side.
I know.
I mean, this is still where I can't get past. We even have safeguard written in the Constitution. But again, no one's doing anything about it. I mean, they have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. So if they do, what bothers me is that you can't then turn around, hold the Constitution in their face and say, we're allowed to do this.
Yeah.
This is right here. And they literally gave us a clause in there to take out the trash.
That's right. None of this, though, as far as this trial will end, though, until Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Willis, and all of them are left penniless as judges.
Exactly.
That's a text message. Yeah.
Exactly. They should be disbarred. They should be kicked out of society at this point. This is ridiculous.
It is. It's 100% a sham. And just like Donald Trump said, it's been a, this is ongoing since 2015, you guys. It's not changed. Do you honestly think that the state of New York would spend this kind of money and waste their time if he was not running for president? Right. Of course not.
Right. I mean, not at all. No, they'd be embracing him.
Oh, yeah, they'd have him back on shows, late night TV, making jokes with him. Hey, what's going on, Trump?
This is where you know Trump is real, because if he, you know, being in the status that he was in, I mean, he had it all. What did he need to do running for anything, much less having to put up with all this? I mean, this tells you character right there. It really does.
It does. And it tells you that all of these trials, all of these hearings, all of this nonsense back and forth is just that. Election interference. They will stop at nothing to keep Donald Trump. They remember, they even tried to keep him off the ballot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was unsuccessful, thank goodness.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised by that with how everything is going down.
But they don't forget, they tried, and they tried like hell to keep him off the ballot. And if that doesn't show you something, I don't know what in the world would show you something. That's all I got to say. You know, this is crazy right here. This chick right here, she's outrageously funny, but she's from New York City, straight up in the middle of it.
Haters out there, I have a question. What did you hate the most? No wars? Peace in the Middle East? Strong American economy? Growing 401ks? Low gas prices? A secure oil reserve? Lower taxes? A stronger dollar? Having strong, competent leadership? Having a secure border? No illegal invasion? America being first? I'm just curious what you hated the most. And why, oh, why do you hate Trump 2024?
That was a good one. 100%, huh?
But we all know why they hate him. It's not the public that hates him.
That's right.
Except for the few, very few indoctrinated bureaucrats. But other than that, yeah, it is the politicians and the bureaucrats that hate him. And unfortunately, the bureaucrats run the country, not actually the politicians. So.
Right. Right. And the lobbyists run the politicians.
Yep. They tell them what to do, where to spend their money. You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
Yep. Because I'm sure those that really, what the total to all the countries I added it up was $91 billion that was fully passed. The 60 was just to Ukraine.
Ukraine, and then Israel was 21.
Mm-hmm.
There was
like they pushed. Somewhere else was, I'm trying to even think, somewhere else was 9 and somewhere else was 8.
Well, they pushed TikTok in for $8 million to close it down within a year if China doesn't
sell
the part.
They're so scared about that. My goodness gracious, y'all, calm it down.
They're so scared about that because people will tell the truth about them on TikTok.
Yes.
That's why they're scared.
Just go to Twitter and we can still.
Right. Elon's standing up to the nonsense. Elon's still standing up to the nonsense.
I hate to tell them there are other platforms we can still do this on.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have to work harder on getting all that stuff shut down.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
But I mean, that's the part that just gets me is that, I mean, almost $100 billion. None of it. To help here in America, none of it for the border, none of it to help veterans, none of it to help our, you know, opioid problem, nothing, zero, nada.
Nope.
Nothing. They do not care about the American people. And I mean, this is where I say in the, you know, regular population, everybody's starting to feel it. And I think more people are starting to understand where it's coming from. But again, if you feel that way, you have to notice that the machine is going to start cranking up again in November, and they're going to start pulling their shenanigans again. Y'all, we've got to be vigilant. We've got to work. We have to have someone at every precinct, every polling location. We have to have someone there watching it the entire time.
Yeah, and the new Lara Trump RNC/GOP has come up with a plan of over 100,000 lawyers/poll watchers, poll workers, just so much and so much and so much. So hopefully all of that, in fact, gets it right. But look, there are a lot of people, and I'm not just saying this, there are a lot of people who think that, and they're saying like up to 80%, they're 80% sure at this point that at the Democrat National Convention, they will swap out Biden. Who will they swap to? I don't know. Is this an opinion? Of course it is, but it's starting to come down from a lot of people.
Democrat convention, they will use their rules that are already in place, and they will nominate a different candidate for president, not named Joe Biden. I'm 80% now, and I've talked about it before. They're going to use the delegate rules that they've got. They're running an open primary, so it's a really three-point thing. Oh, Joe Biden has decided to step aside and take a dignified sunset, point one. Point two, well, we really didn't run an open primary, so we really don't have a bunch of results to lean on. Point three, hey, wait a minute. We have our own rules here about superdelegates and delegate voting, and we've gathered here for the convention. Let's nominate someone. That's how it's going to happen.
That's how it's going to happen.
Oh, wow. Just thought about that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Like I said, at this rate, somebody text me and said at this rate, it might be Mike Johnson.
I wouldn't be surprised, man.
Anyway, but everybody is saying Gavin this, Gavin that, Gavin this. I don't know if any of that's true, but I do know the way their super delegate thing works. What he just said is true. Now, will that happen? I don't know. I know Joe Biden is really hard headed and wants to do this on his own. They're going to have to, you know, catch him on a bad day or something, talk him out of it. But
yeah,
I wouldn't doubt it. The only thing presidential in that has anything to do with Joe Biden at this point is basically nothing, because Bowser Bozy, his uncle, eaten by cannibals and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, no, it's okay. He was emotional and got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what his press secretary said anyway, right? Remember when he called Pete Buttigieg booty juice? This guy's the president.
He's probably heard it so many times it's stuck in his head.
This guy is the president of the United States of America, people. Seriously, this is just happening in front of us. And is it scary? Yeah, it's scary. It is.
Yeah.
It is scary.
We're not just watching a show. This has to do with our lives. I mean, it literally infiltrates every part of our life at this point.
Madness, I tell you.
It really is.
Madness. Pearl Day's coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 27th. Gonna be a free concert. Also in the park before the concert at night, there's gonna be big gospel music. The cover band called Pearl Jams with a Z. They're all from Pearl. Play a little bit of everything. That's Brian and them. Brian's a great guy. They have barbecue, they're going to barbecue contest, they're going to have all kind of stuff for the kids, the full family, etc. And then it will move over to Trustmark Park parking lot for Rhett Akins and Ashley McBride free concert. Cool.
I know. Wow. I'm so excited.
We will be out walking around for the Pearl Day, because we're based right here at 104.3 FM, The Pirate. Also, we're on the TuneIn and the FM radio apps live 6:30 to 8:30 Monday through Friday. And SK on the radio is Mondays from 5 p.m. Central till 6 p.m. Same radio station, SK on the radio, and SK podcast on Facebook and all your other social media platforms. And then Kim and them do After Hours on Thursdays.
Thursdays, 8 o'clock. On Rumble, Twitter, and where? Facebook.
Facebook.
Yep.
Speaking of Facebook, now it's crazy. You try to search something and Meta gets involved in your life. Meta gets involved in your life.
Meta, AI.
AI and Meta. And like Carlton said, look at the state of California, people. And Gavin Newsom is being pitched around as the name. He's been almost recalled.
Right.
He has destroyed the entire state.
I mean, just look at his track record. Is that the person you want to put up there for real?
That's what I said the other day, you guys. Vote, please vote on performance, not politics. Vote on performance, not politics. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Smart move. All right, coming up after this little short break, we're going to get into some more Unleashed, Uninhibited, Unfiltered, Unleashed Entertainment Talk. The duet, Kim and D on Mondays and Tuesdays. Duet days, D-A-Z-E. And we're going to be talking about some words you can no longer say, apparently.
Let me at them.
These are cancel words and phrases that you cannot say in order to defend the woke mob. All right, we're back. 104.3 FM, The Pirate, as well as the podcast, UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. After the show, Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Got a text message from somebody that's not really a big Trump fan, and that's fine. But they're saying it's ridiculous about the whole trial and all. It's just insane.
Yeah, literally. It is. Everybody can see that.
He goes, however, I still believe there's got to be something in it, or he would be taking all these, why he would be, would not be taking all these slings and arrows if Trump, you know, Trump, in my opinion, cares about saving America. That's the only reason he's taking all this.
Yeah.
Period. He said the trial may be smoke and mirrors while they're doing something else behind their backs. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Agree with that. He also said, don't put too much hope in or fall in love with any politicians because they're not concerned about saving us. They're more concerned about getting rich off of us while slowly erasing the Constitution.
This is true. This is true. I mean, there has been multiple people that I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, that person's great. And then, like, turn around and they, why'd you vote for that? Why'd you vote for that? Did you seriously vote for that?
And it's happened to me. It's happened to me, you know. Unfortunately, it's happened to a lot of us.
Yeah. Even to this day, there's certain people that, like, a couple of years ago, I'd have been like, yes, not anymore.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But it's what's going on.
Yeah.
It's what's going on. Now, these are cancel words and phrases that you can no longer say in order to not offend the woke mob because we, in fact, live in a total clown world. And Kim and I were just talking about how we love the fact that good old Dr. Phil is not woke. He's awake. He's one of us.
Yes.
Once he got away from the ridiculous Oprah Winfrey Productions, whatever she calls it. Yeah. But anyway, Dr. Phil is wide awake, and it's pretty scary when you break it down like he does, in fact, on America, because we're talking about America here. We're not talking about a third world country or even a sophisticated European woke country. We're talking about a United States of America and the what used to be cancel culture, which has graduated into woke insanity. Because that's where there's no sane left in the insanity either. And so he put together a little menage and a list of things that we, quote, can't say around the woke people, which is completely clown world stuff. But got to play it for y'all. Got to. Because
I put together a list of things that just drive me crazy. Like one up here. You can't say mom and dad anymore. Because some people might come from a family where there are two dads or two moms. And they said, you can't, because we don't want a letter coming from school that says, dear mom and dad. Did you ever get a letter that said, dear mom and dad? Of course not. We don't have enough problems. We've got to think about that. You can no longer say America is the land of opportunity because some people don't feel like it's the land of opportunity. Is it just me? In fact, you can't even say America. I'm not kidding. You can't say America because that implies that America is better than the other countries in the Americas.
Or is he wrong?
You can't say tone deaf. You can't say blackout or brainstorm. This is considered racist. We're going to have a brainstorming session that would offend people that have brain injuries.
Or no brain.
You can't say peanut gallery. Are we offending peanuts? When you're talking about a car, you can't say, well, it's got a blind spot, because that offends people that are unsighted. I thought they were blind. I'm pretty sure they know they're blind.
Right.
Because they can't see. I'm not judging them. They just are. People have too much time on their hands.
Or something.
And so we now have to look at people that have said, well, since we can't say that, we'll tell you what you can say. And so they've come up with inclusive alternatives to this, like unschooled. These are stupid people. You can't say minorities anymore, so these are historically excluded.
Oh, God.
You can't say, let's brown bag it today. Like, bring your lunch in a brown bag? You can't say that anymore. That's from the University of Washington. I kid you not, they have a list of things that you can't say. So what they say is lunch and learn. Unintentionally at leisure. You ain't got a job. So you're unintentionally at leisure. Does anybody want to guess what people who menstruate are? The National Institute of Health, instead of calling someone a woman, they're birthing people. Now, I can just imagine calling Robin a birthing person. The Lancet says bodies with vaginas instead of women.
Oh.
Now, doesn't that seem dehumanizing, calling somebody a body with a vagina?
Yeah.
What is wrong with the country?
Oh my God. I mean, it is. It is degrading. It's like if they really realized, what did they say? It was Washington University?
Yeah.
If they really realized actually how dehumanizing that is, then, you know, I mean, I don't think they do anything about it, but let me ask, with the birthing person, wouldn't it offend some woman who can't have children?
I would think so.
So they better come up with, I guess, body with a vagina just works. I don't know.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, apparently you can say some of those phrases, which,
by the way,
nobody tells me what I can and can't say. Let's just get that straight.
I know. If they said, well, here's a list of things you can't say, I'm going to be like, excuse me, I live in America. We have freedom of speech. That trumps everything. Unschooled.
I had to play that. Yeah, unschooled.
I'm going to start calling people that.
Unschool. And like Dr. Phil said, okay, you're just stupid, okay? That's what you are. And I'm pretty sure that whole list was stupid.
And like the blind spot. Oh, we can't say blind spot. I don't think that blind people would sit there and go, oh, how dare you?
You got a message from Sam that said, I'm pretty sure that I can say whatever in the hell I want to say. Cancel me. I don't care.
Exactly. I'm like asking for it at this point.
As per usual, though, the woke madness, the clown world, because that's what it is. People always say, why do you call it the clown world? I say, you describe it then. You describe it then.
Yep. That's perfect. It fits.
Yeah, the one that got Anita, she said, was mom and dad. Yeah, that's just downright sad, first of all. Second of all.
But I've got two moms. So is it talking to us? Because I've got two moms. Like, the heck? Oh, and yeah.
Well, that's your business. Then go for it.
Yeah.
But my business is I got a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
So leave me alone and shut up.
Sure, they'll be okay.
Shut up.
Sure, you'll be okay.
We're allowing and approving this by going along with it. Not us personally, but yes, as a culture, y'all. Stop buying into it, please. The more people that buy into the clown show and the madness, the more and more it will continue to escalate, and I do mean quickly. Look how far it's escalated just since COVID-19 ridiculous lockdown madness, which the mentally ill people came out in droves, little
yeah,
droves.
Yeah, that really did release the insanity.
Dan Bongino just posted 7 minutes ago that libs can shut the F up from this point on with their identity politics. It's now absolutely crystal clear they will run cover, period, for the terrorist as long as it assists them in gaining and abusing power. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll go right along with it.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting more power, you know, all the time. So,
and they will go along with any of the madness for a freaking vote.
that's where it's at. It's like they really do not care about you. They care about staying in power. And
that's
people
it.
Would just understand that, and that's why it's important to understand who you're voting for. Do they have your values? And are you going to hold them accountable whenever they don't have your values anymore?
That's a real good question. That's the question that everybody should look in the mirror and ask themselves every day. Are you going to just allow it to continue to happen in your face, at your place, wherever that may be?
I mean, we do have Speaker Johnson coming this week on Thursday?
Mike Johnson's coming to Jackson Prep on Lakeland Drive to speak at a National Association of Christian Conference.
And they will be holding a Q&A. So, just a little tidbit of information, a way to actually try. I mean, not like he may or may not answer your question, but, you know, you can ask it.
Yeah, why not?
Remind him he is not in you know, welcoming company with what he's doing.
No, he's not.
Sorry, we need to start making him feel uncomfortable. I think, right, you know, one thing that really bugs me is that because, you know, we're all about, you know, playing fair, playing nice. We're playing nice a little too much. We need to tone that down. We need to crank up the rowdiness just a little bit. Not in an unlawful way, you know,
right.
But... We sit back and we think, oh, okay, well, we'll take care of it next election. We need to stop literally having that mindset. That is a horrible mindset to have. And, you know, not blocking streets or anything like that, but we can't start making our voices be heard.
And you need to make your voice heard. You don't have to be a breaking the law or a mad person to do that either. And I mean mad as in the madman is crazy. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to act like this congressional candidate who's in hot water now for posting on X after the Ukraine vote that to die MAGA and die Trump.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he is an idiot. But where does he come from? Of course, he is a... McMurray, and he is running to represent New York's 26th congressional district, which includes parts of Erie and counties of western area of the state. So previously serving as the town supervisor, whatever that means, in the town of Grand Island, and he is an attorney. But he's going on there and talking about people getting killed and et cetera.
How somebody is not over at his house. I mean,
yeah, because he's running for a Democrat spot. You know, that's unfortunately the way it works. Slava Ukraine is what he keeps saying. Die, MAGA, die.
Go move to Ukraine.
Die, MAGA, die. Die, MAGA, die. You lose. Slava Ukraine. That's what he keeps posting over and over, over and over. What's wrong with this guy? Apparently a lot. But my whole thing is, if you're really like that sick, twisted, anti-freedom, anti-American, and hate the MAGA movement and hate America, and you don't want America great again,
Slava Ukraine,
head on over, buddy.
Go fight on the front lines and help them out, okay?
Yeah, please.
Go grab a gun.
Suit up.
Yep. Go. We apparently just sent them a whole bunch of bunch of equipment, so you'll be fine.
Either suit up or shut up. Suit up or shut up. That's what these people need to do. Suit up or shut the heck. This guy, Nate, that's his name. Nate. Nate McMurray.
And really, that actually goes against the freedom of speech clause, because you cannot call to violence.
No.
That is actually the pretty much one and only, you know, rule. Besides saying whatever you want to say, you cannot call for people's murder. You can't do that. Can't say die anything. That I agree with. That 100% agree with. Because it starts that, I mean, during 2020, people who were wearing MAGA hats and stuff were being shot at because of this indoctrinating thought. And it starts with people like that guy.
That guy, his name's Nate McMurray.
That guy in my head.
Nate McMurray. TDS, y'all. Trump derangement syndrome is at an all-time high, okay?
And it's dangerous.
It is at an all-time high. We're going to be coming into the next segment. You're tuned into the Unfiltered, Unapologetic, Uninhibited, Unleashed Entertainment Talk. Today it is the Duet Days, D-U-E-T-D-A-Z-E. D and Kim on the radio, on the podcast, on Facebook Live, and much more. It is a Monday. It is April 22nd, 2024. My name is D. We got Kim in the studio. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. What's up?
Coming into our next segment, we've discussed the Trump trial starting today. We've discussed the ridiculous money that was given to other countries and even the quote ban on TikTok over the weekend from Mike Johnson, our Speaker of House, who crafted this little fine.
So-called Republican Speaker.
Yeah, who crafted this little fine version of some sort of quadruple bill all in one that will skip over to the House, the Senate. But the Senate will pass it because the Senate's loaded down with Democrats. That's where Chuck Schumer is, of course.
Yeah. And we even have people elected here that you know are just going to vote right along with it.
Oh, yeah. Of course we do. You know they are, and you know they will.
Yeah.
Some of them already have in the other side, in the House side.
Oh, I know. I know.
Danny said our voices don't work. Need to act. And the way to act, y'all, is to get involved with local-based politics, because the things that affect our lives directly are the things that happen locally around us.
Yep. Because you can hold those people accountable a lot easier because they're around you.
Yeah. And they're accessible. They're around you. Other people are just not accessible, unfortunately.
And I mean, seriously, think about this. If we actually had more people that were actually accountable to us in the local areas, then our federal representatives would have a lot more pushback from the local representatives saying, no, don't do that. What are you doing? Da, da, da. They would have more of the inside ear. I mean, it all connects. It's like a domino effect.
Yep, Butter Swish, good morning to him and Mike Silva. Those who have Trump derangement syndrome also have Obama worshiping syndrome. I agree.
Yep, yep, yep.
You shouldn't worship any man.
You really shouldn't. Only worship God. Yeah, he is the only one worthy of worship.
Yeah, shouldn't worship any human being that I don't worship anybody. Yeah, or anything rather. Excuse me. Yeah. The word I was
put
looking
no
for.
Put no idols
is nobody.
In front of me. So if you are a Christian, you do not worship anyone else.
Not even bugs or lightning bugs or snakes.
Well, no, lightning bugs are so cute.
They didn't know it. When I lived in California, I used to bring that up. They're like, what is a lightning bug? You mean a firefly? I'm like, yeah, but it's a lightning bug down south.
Yeah.
It's a lightning bug down south.
Yep.
But yeah, they didn't know what that meant. Well, they don't have a lot of them. And second of all, they were like, oh, you mean those things that light up a firefly? I'm like, okay, you got me. Firefly.
Y'all did not run out in your backyard with jars and catch them, and it shows.
Yeah, we did, though.
Yes.
We did, and we had a good time doing it.
That was
fun. Dang it.
I tried to keep them, but they did not survive.
Oh, unfortunately.
They don't live long.
And the oligarchs have been in their beach houses since the weekend in Ukraine. And like I said, the nightclubs are doing better than ever.
Yeah, we're funding all of that, y'all.
This is your direct wallet. Let me just say that again. This is your direct purse, billfold, wallet, piggy bank, bank account, savings account, whatever.
And so, look, I have to say this too for people, because, you know, some people pay taxes at tax time and then some people get a refund. Okay. And I was talking to somebody and said, well, I don't really, you know, quote, pay tax. I actually get a refund back. I'm like, well, you realize you're getting a refund back because they're taking it out of your paycheck. So, yes, you are paying tax.
Of course you are. You get taxes are taken out of your check, it or not like it.
The only reason you're getting money back is because you paid too much.
Yes. And you claimed a bunch of people. That's the only reason you got it back.
Yeah, you may have something here or there that they, well, we'll give you this. We'll give you this tax credit code.
Billion for Ukraine. We're borrowing 80,000 per second, $4.6 million a minute. The generals and the officials in Ukraine are buying beach houses all over the world with the money. There's no oversight.
Somebody from Ukraine went to, I think it was Monaco. They were looking at all of the supercars, the hypercars, all of them Ukrainian license plates. This is theft of the American people's money.
And they want to do another $60 billion.
At least 33 cents of every dollar we send over does not make it to anyone.
Going to beach houses and things.
Yeah, it's going to corruption. $60 billion for Ukraine.
$60 billion for Ukraine. That's just Ukraine, y'all.
Yes.
That's just Ukraine. And wait, what about the climate change and the raising sea levels, but they're all going to get houses on the beach.
Yeah, that's just...
But wait.
You would think. Well, you would think that the gas and oil are so horrible, but yet they're going to fly on private planes to go talk about it.
And oversight.
And multiple SUVs to drive to places.
Zero oversight, which doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
None. No oversight from Ukraine.
No, none.
Zelensky wants your money, honey.
And that's exactly what Mike Johnson said. Oh, we want an accountability of where this money's going. Has he gotten an accountability of where the money's going?
Check the track record there, Mr. Johnson.
And I mean, he's already broken so many of the rules for being speaker that were, you know,
part of that deal. Yeah.
Part of the deal. I mean, nothing. Oh, Lord. It makes my blood boil.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. A lot of politicians. Most politicians at this point are literally either stock trading under, you know, getting information up front, been able to stock trade, or they're involved with these Ukraine payoffs. They're involved with these other payoffs with military contracts, et cetera. I mean, the list is super long. I'm just naming a couple
and,
of things.
I mean, if someone just dug into that, maybe some of this stuff could be exposed.
People dig into it and they either end up on Hillary's list, or they end up, you know, in jail, or they end up silenced, or they end up paid off, or they end up, you know, we can go
someone
on.
Someone getting information and sharing it with other people that can get the news out, which makes at least, you know, they can't come for us all kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a New York Post poll that, you know, haven't been talking about this much because, but it's always been in the back of my mind because everybody keeps saying that RFK's candidacy will hurt Biden in 2024, which I agree it will. But there's a new poll out now saying that it may hurt Trump more than Biden because a lot of people, y'all, are starting to listen to Robert F. Kennedy. And the reason is because they're keeping Donald Trump out of the campaign rally scenarios. It works both ways. Just know that.
The only thing is that, though, now that we have social media where you can watch and pull up things and all that kind of stuff, there's no way that people don't know what Donald Trump's about. If they're supporting Robert F. Kennedy, it's because they're wanting to. It's not because they're not hearing from Trump, though.
Some of them may be scared he's going to jail.
Yeah, but... So that is going to scare you off. So their plan is working. That's just what I say. Like anyone that really feels that way, I mean, it's kind of like the people who are still mad about Ron DeSantis. Okay, and they're still saying, well, our guy wouldn't have been accused of,
Guy
wouldn't be possibly going to jail. And I'm like, because they're not coming after your guy. Okay, that's the unfair part of it. It's like you're letting them win with their, you know, woke crap and all their stuff. It's like you are literally feeding into that at that point. All right.
Well, I agree with you. And a lot of those Ron DeSantis people are right here in Mississippi in the Republican Party.
Sorry if I offended anybody, but it's the truth.
No, needs to be talked about. Needs to be discussed. A lot of stuff needs to be discussed. I mean, seriously.
And especially because they do try to push it in your face. Like, well, my guy wouldn't have had this been brought up. And it's like, they're not, I mean, literally, they're not coming after Ron DeSantis. They're coming after Trump because they are scared of Trump, which is one huge reason why I support him, because whoever the deep state establishment is scared of so hard that they're going to literally like make themselves look like idiots in front of like the rest of America, that's the person I want to support.
Right, right. Tucker Carlson talked to Joe Rogan on Friday about some of the very same things that you know, shocking to some people, not that shocking to us, but shocking to a lot of people. These statements about these people are literally scared to vote a certain way at this point. I mean, really. So there's a lot more going on than we realize.
By the way, that's all I'll say. No, I mean, people don't say that because they're worried about getting punished. They're worried about someone putting kiddie porn on their computer.
Right.
Members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies. I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that, including people on the intel committee, including people who run the intel committee, the people whose job it is to oversee and keep in line these enormous secretive agencies whose budgets we can't even know. They're black budgets. They're the parents. The agencies are the children. They're afraid of the agencies. That's not compatible with democracy. Democracy is a really simple system, even representative democracy like ours. The people rule. They do so through elections. They express their preference through voting. They send their people to the capital city to run the government on their behalf.
Mm. Wow. Yeah.
But anyone that doesn't think that this is going on,
it's not a democracy. So that's like super obvious. It's playing out in front of everyone and no one cares and no one does anything about it.
That's the problem. No one cares and no one does about it. That's the last part of that I wanted everybody to hear, because that's what's going on, y'all.
Right.
They're literally scared of Biden's DOJ or whoever it is at this point. The FBI, the CIA, the DOJ. I mean, there's so many alphabet soup, whatever.
I mean, those places, they need to go away. They need to be defunded. And ones that we may need doesn't need to be federalized. They need to be localized, because we need to be able to hold those people accountable as well. So many things either need to be broken down and not federalized or be completely defunded.
Yeah, they're worried about, like he said, them putting kiddie porn on their computer, because these lowlifes will do that just to get somebody out of the way.
Yeah.
And
blackmail them.
And they've told Tucker Carlson personally, including people on the actual intel committees, including people who actually run the intel committee, because Tucker Carlson's father was in the CIA. He said, "This is not so surprising to those who understand things more." He went on to say in that particular audio that the CIA and the Mossad run the show in the United States of America, and those who don't cooperate will be eliminated immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. That's sad, y'all. That's where we are.
Yep.
That is, they're using KGB techniques that they used to hate so much because, you know, it was messing up your freedom of speech. It was messing up your freedoms. It was messing with the Constitution. They're doing it now.
Yep.
Okay. But not only are they doing that, they're committing crimes by threatening these people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's literally what I'm saying. I mean, placing porn on their computers, whether they did it or not. They make it seem like they did it. And guess what? Then the media goes crazy with it.
That is kind of what happened with the thing with Matt Gaetz a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was basically set up. And then thank goodness he fought it and he won, saying that they set him up. So, I mean, you literally have, you know, provable evidence that they're doing this and bribing people. Because you can't tell me if they did that to Matt Gaetz, then they may be doing it to Mike Johnson.
Or you. Or me,
or
anybody.
Me. But I'm just saying, you know, like, it makes you think, okay, this is not an isolated incident. You know, this happens everywhere.
Right. But I'll tell you this. don't think that it doesn't happen. That's all I can say. On every level, from local to national, it doesn't matter.
But it should not make you scared. I mean, in fact, it's kind of something like that. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. You can't really threaten me. If you try to do that, I mean, I'll fight it. I'll try to fight it. But at the same time, it's not going to shut me up.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what everybody else needs to think and do.
And if they should just think this way, always tell the truth no matter what, period.
Exactly.
And that will usually, not always, that will keep those kind of people away from you because they know that the story won't stick with someone like you. Unless it's Hillary Clinton, you may get on her list, but I don't want to know about all that. I don't want to know about all that. It's just crazy. And former Obama, this lady right here that worked for Obama, you know, I'll tell you, Chicago is losing Joe Biden. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
With the black and brown community.
Oh, yeah.
And every other community. They are fed up. Okay. They are fed up. This person that used to be with Obama, she finally woke up. You know, and good for her, because it's happening more and more and more and more around the country, because people are seeing for themselves, just like this trial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that trial should have been televised. That's what I think.
Yes, exactly. I think all of them should. I mean, if you're going to do that, you need to show the American people. If it's so bad and so horrendous what he did, wouldn't you want to show the world?
Yeah, I would.
I'm just saying, if it was so bad legitimately, I'd be like, look what he did. No, they want to keep it behind closed doors. Hush, hush.
And also, the moral of this story this morning, seriously, all of our stories this morning, the moral is our politician, Joel, continue to sell us out. Mike Johnson and every single representative,
yes,
Republican or Democrat, that signed this bill is 100% a traitor to, at this point, to the American people. The elites in both parties are the same, y'all.
Yep.
They continue to disregard the will of the people that they are supposed to serve. Couldn't have said it better. That was from Lara Logan. But she's 100% right, in my opinion.
Yep.
She nailed it. She nailed it.
I mean, because they are. They literally, you have just revoked your right as even being an American citizen at this point, in my opinion. Because yeah,
one party rule.
Yeah. And you are not for America at all. You're unpatriotic, and your citizenship should be revoked.
Oh, yeah. I agree. We're rolling up on the final segment of the show. We're going to be taking some comments on our Facebook, which is Unleashed Entertainment Talk, for the video audio feed. We're also going to be reading some more text messages, and we are going to continue to call out the people. And it doesn't matter if you got a little R or D. If you're a bad person and you're not standing up for the people that actually voted you in to do your job, which is the will of the American people, which you forgot about.
Right.
You don't need to go to, they don't need to go to D.C.
Exactly.
The technology now, Zoom.
Yes.
You can put freaking iPads on the back of a chair now.
It can be secured and be encrypted. To where it's just you.
Ridiculous.
And you can stay here so that you can answer to your people, okay?
Yeah, but they won't do that.
No, they won't.
They have to be in the swamp. Literally the swamp of D.C.
Yep.
You're tuned into Unleashed Entertainment Talk. Today is Duet Days, D-A-Z-E, with D and Kim, or Kim and D. We'll be right back. All right, final segment, Unleashed, Uninhibited, Unapologetic. It is Unleashed Entertainment Talk, the D-U-E-T today, the Duet. Duet Days.
Duet Days.
Kim Steinbrink, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. Y'all still tuned in out there at 104.3 FM, The Pirate. Also on the TuneIn app, the FM radio app, of course, Facebook Live. And the show will be uploaded after the show is over at unleashedentertainmenttalk.com for the podcast. We're always looking for advertisers. If you want to be promoted and you want to get involved with the family of SK on the radio and Unleashed, please contact myself or Kim. We would be glad to support you as long as you support us.
Yes.
Right? That's way it works. Kim is rocking the truth. That's what Buttersweet said. Rock and roll. The Democrat Party is running scared because Trump is going to end their gravy train. Well, you know they're scared of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because the corruption and the judge and the blah, 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 and the justice system, which has been torn apart, basically stepped on with corruption. Russ, man, good morning, sir. We need checkers to check the checkers and do something about the checkers and do it quick. Oh, my God. Long amount of time under the current bad administration is what's gotten us here. That's true.
Exactly.
And on the election coming up, there needs to be checkers checking the checkers checkers. Who checked the checkers over at the checkers? Yeah.
Yeah.
That needs to be big time.
Yeah.
Please get involved with that. But right now, go ahead and get signed up with the Republican Party. Whether you agree with everything they're about, our candidate is the Republican Party, which is Trump. So whether you like everything about the party or not, just remember the candidate for the RNC is Trump. So it's about the country doing the right thing for the entire country on that election. Now, on your local elections, hold those people accountable, period. Hold them accountable. Get the right people in, get the wrong people out. That's it.
Yes. Yes. We need to be doing it on all levels because that's the only way to actually fix this in the correct way. Because I feel like if we don't fix it in this correct way, you know, I just get nervous that too many people are going to get too upset about what's happening and try to take matters into their own hands. And while you can still do that stuff like that legally, you know, I just get worried that they are. Remember that we have people in the FBI trying to prod people into doing stuff. And entrap them into doing stuff that they would not normally do. So I'm just saying, be vigilant and be smart. But we do need to, you know, do what we can to get these people out of there.
Yeah, because believe me, they're not on our side, y'all. They're just not on the side of the American people. And they are sent up to the hill, which they shouldn't have to stay up there so much, in my opinion.
Right.
But they're sent up there because they work for us, not the other way around.
Yeah.
They have forgotten that. And a lot of other people have forgotten it. And the reason is because we're not holding them accountable, which we need to be.
But they make it. I mean, like you said, though, them being up there, it does make it a lot more difficult to hold them accountable because to really be able to get, quote, in their face, you would have to fly to D.C.
Yeah, of course.
So who's going to be doing all that?
People can't just fly up to D.C. And then when you get there, you can't get through security and you can't see them. So.
Right, right. So
they're inaccessible like they're a freaking rock star or something, okay? Which I don't like that. I'll just say that. The Manhattan trial, this was breaking in the New York Post this morning when I woke up. The Manhattan trial of Donald Trump begins in earnest today. But the verdict is already in, y'all, under the Joe Biden administration. The prosecutors and the judge are 100% already guilty of election interference.
Exactly. Okay?
Now, this piece is a New York Times and New York Post. Now, the New York Times is not usually nice to Trump. As a matter of fact, they hate Trump. But this gentleman that wrote this piece said, I know this is true because the New York Times is now saying it. So, well, the Grady lady didn't put it up exactly that way, but Friday's headlines in the Times hinted at injustice by declaring Trump on trial versus Biden on trial. An unusual 2024 stretch begins. Calling the situation extremely unusual is one way to describe the fact. But this is election interference.
It is. I mean, in a nutshell. It straight is.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I'm not going to get back on that subject of the trial. We know it starts today. And the aim for all of this in the beginning and it still is to bring Trump down, dirty him up, bankrupt him, and lock him up. That is their...
Oh, right, right.
That is their position.
And I mean, of course, they're trying to make Trump the example of what they want to do to anyone who goes against what their agenda is. And I mean, it is the beginning of that. You know, that's again why I say just keep your eyes and ears open and still fight against this, but be smart about it.
And we know that, you know, think about it this way. The normal human being that lives in the United States of America that works a great job or a decent job or even a top level job, they don't have the funds, the connections to fight against these people. Donald Trump is throwing it all against it and is still they're doing it.
Yeah.
So imagine what they do to you, me, or anybody else. Just always remember that when you look in the mirror. And the reason I brought that story up again and the corruption is it's not new, ladies and gentlemen. It's not new. Hell, I know a lot of people that listen to this show that weren't even born in 72. I was, but I was too young to know what was going on. But it doesn't mean I wasn't born. You know, also Tucker Carlson explained how the FBI, the CIA, and all of them together conducted a real actual coup. And it's well known now. It's not a conspiracy. You can even Google it. To take out President Richard Nixon with the help of a, quote, journalist who was not actually a journalist. I've even seen the movie with Bob Woodward interviewing Nixon. Now I know that was all a sham.
Yeah.
All a sham. Yeah. Richard Nixon was taken out by the FBI and the CIA and with the help of Bob Woodward. And I mean all journalists in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and early 2000s looked up to this guy. I mean, seriously. He was, you know, quote, the main source for Watergate and blah, blah, and, you know, all over that story, which nowadays Watergate would be considered nothing.
Nothing. I mean, yeah.
It wouldn't even be talked about.
Oh, really? Okay. May make one news headline and then go away.
And a lot of people don't realize this, and you're going to hear Tucker Carlson say it, but it's true in the audio bite that we're going to play. But the most popular president still to this day ever in the history of the country was, in fact, not Obama, not Clinton, not any of them. It was Richard Nixon. Okay, Richard Nixon. So if they can take out Richard Nixon in 1972, tell me what that means. Well, now think about all the technology that they have to take somebody out. Just think about all the technology they have to take somebody out now compared to 1972. And these are all undisputed. I'm sorry, but they're not disputed anymore. These are actual facts, y'all. This happened. They don't even care that you know.
Right.
They don't care that you know.
Right.
Try to play this clip without a curse word and see if I can get through it. But anyway, Tucker, like I said earlier, he sat down with Joe Rogan, which that's just those two together on a 4-hour interview. My God. Anyway.
They're always.
And if you look at what happened to Richard Nixon, which I, of course, did not understand at all, Richard Nixon was taken out by the FBI and CIA and with the help of Bob Woodward, who was a Washington Post reporter who had been a naval intelligence officer. Working in the White House, working in the Nixon White House. And then he shows up like a year later and he's this brand new reporter. He'd never been a journalist at all. He's a naval intel officer, the famous Bob Woodward we all revere. And he's at the Washington Post and somehow he gets the biggest story in the history of the Washington Post. He's the lead guy in that story. Well, I worked at a newspaper. I've been in the news business my whole life. That is not how it works. You don't take a kid like his first day from a totally unrelated business and put him on the biggest story. But he was. He was that guy. And who is his main source for Watergate? Oh, the number two guy at the FBI. Oh, so you have the naval intelligence officer working with the FBI official to destroy the president. Okay, so that's a deep state coup. What else? How would you describe that? If that happened in Guatemala, what would you say? And yet the way it was framed and the way that I accepted for decades was, oh, this intrepid reporter fought power. No, no, no. This intrepid reporter, Bob Woodward, was a tool of power, secret power, which is the most threatening kind, to bounce the single most popular president in American history, Richard Nixon, from office before the end of his term and replace him with who? Oh, Gerald Ford, who sat on the Warren Commission. Now, how did Gerald Ford get to be Richard Nixon's vice president? Well, because Carl Albert, the Democrat Speaker of the House, told him, you must choose him. We will only confirm him when they sent the actual elected vice president away for tax evasion, Spiro Agnew of Maryland. So you have a complete setup, like an absolute. Gerald Ford, the only unelected president in American history, actually sat on the Warren Commission. Something else that I accepted at face value until I looked at it, and I was like, that's completely insane. You didn't want to interview Jack Ruby in your investigation of the assassination? Okay, you're fake. Yeah, he was on the Warren Commission. And so, sorry for the long story, but the point is, like, that happened in front of all of us, but the way it was framed cloaked the obvious reality of it. The people who broke into the Watergate office building, from which the name is taken, Watergate, I think it was six of them or seven of them, all but one was a CIA employee. That's real. It's like, look it up on Google. So the whole thing, Richard Nixon was elected by more votes than any president in American history in the 1972 election. He was the most popular by votes, which is the only way we can really measure popularity, the most popular president in his reelection campaign. And 2 years later, he's gone. Undone by a naval intel officer, the number two guy at the FBI, and a bunch of CIA employees. You tell me what that is. Those are the facts. Those are not disputed facts. That's not crackpot.
Tucker Carlson letting it out.
Yep.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I'd seen Tucker do a story about Richard Nixon a couple of years ago when he was still at Fox. He couldn't be as open when he was at Fox, obviously.
Not at all.
But he did say all of that about Richard Nixon being the most popular president and Gerald Ford about being the unelected and about him being on the Warren Commission. So I remember looking at it back then and going, man, they just totally screwed people over. And they did. And that's exactly what they did. And now they don't care. It's on Google. You can look it right on up. And they don't care.
What are you
going to
do about it?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do anything about it. So sure.
And they don't care that you know, stuff like Operation Mockingbird and all that stuff that was supposedly stopped. It continues, y'all. All these manipulations by these 3- and 4-letter organizations. Yeah. Ridiculous. They don't care, though. They don't care.
Yeah.
And apparently our leadership in the House doesn't care from this weekend. You know, again, the laundromat. Yeah. Laundering $60 more billion over to Zelensky and the other people that do cocaine. So
we need to shut down that laundromat for sure.
Yeah, they do. And Tucker's allegations against Mike Pompeo is some serious stuff.
Yeah.
Serious stuff.
Yeah.
Look
Didn't
into
know
that.
It. Didn't know it.
But if you look into that, Tucker Carlson explains how the FBI and the CIA concocted a coup to take out Nixon, but also Mike Pompeo and the CIA concocted a coup to take out Julian Assange. These are facts now. These are no longer, you know, oh, those are those crazy Alex Jones conspiracy theories people. No, they're not. They're people that are doing research and busting out your madness and your clown show and your crimes, which are literally crimes. So, mm-hmm.
And horrendous crimes, too.
Yeah.
Plotting to kill someone that you don't like. I don't care who you are. You can't do that.
And again, it's, I just get so angry with the whole, nobody follows the Constitution anymore. It's just sad to me.
And we're allowing that.
It
is
sad.
At this point, we are allowing them to do that.
It is really sad. It's not even anger. It's a very sick sadness you get in your stomach, at the bottom of your stomach, when you know that you've raised your hand over and over to deal with this kind of crap, and the volume of disinformation towards our own Constitution is still being pushed every single day.
Yeah, and if we don't remind our children and let them know exactly what's actually in there, it will be lost, because they are the future. They will grow up, be the adults, and be in these leadership positions, and they're not going to know. the actual truth.
Yeah, and it should be read. It should be studied. It should be actually offered in school.
Like a whole class.
Yeah.
Whole class.
And, you know, but anyway, the Watergate hoax is the same kind of hoax that's going on with Trump right now. It's just way more complicated now than it was back then. But it is the same scenario. It is a coup. It's exactly what they're trying to do. It's in my opinion, is what they did do in 2020. And they may do it again. Well, it's not they may. They're going to try.
Will. Yeah, they will try. That's why we've got to be prepared this time. We were caught off guard the last time. We don't need to be caught off guard again because we know it.
Oh, we definitely know it. We may not know anything else in life, but we do know that.
Yeah.
I will guarantee you. I mean, well, first of all, it's already started with, you know, him being court date to court date to court date to court date. So is what it is on that.
Yeah.
Just reading a brand new Monday Morning Post from Shad White from the state of Mississippi. Your tax dollars at work. No more DEI, which is feeding all this which is actually feeding all this hatred. No more student debt bailouts. Fix the universities. He's right, because it's happening. And it's not just happening in New York City, y'all, or Los Angeles. It's happening everywhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Even at private schools in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Harvard and all them, they are private.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they cost big money. They're not private, but they ain't free.
No.
They ain't free, that's for sure. Columbia Universe has canceled its in-person classes today.
For what?
Because of the freaking anarchy and the protesters have taken over the entire campus, creating...
They're allowing these people now to control the schedule of the school. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Tent City. That's what they call it. Man, Tent City.
Fire the whole administration.
Bring in the National Guard, y'all. If you were serious about stopping this, that's what you would do.
Right. Which says serious, something. Which says something.
If you were serious about doing something, that's exactly what you would do. On Saturday, by the way, we live in Mississippi. Thanks for joining us and the people from Mississippi. The U.S. House of Representatives held those votes that we've been talking about all day. The White House had been, of course, pressuring Speaker Mike Johnson, bringing the bills onto the floor for months. They've been on him.
So he, of course, obliged.
So the plan laid out in rule and then passed on Friday and then was concocted to capitalize on pools of support from each part of the $95 billion package while preventing opposition to any one piece of those bills to taking them all down. Wow. So as far as Mississippi's congressional delegation voted on each measure, the chart below shows the votes of Congressman Trent Kelly, Benny Thompson, Michael Guest, Mike Ezell, and the three foreign aid bills. Trent Kelly, yes. Benny Thompson, no to Israel, of course. Michael Guest, yes, and Ezell to Israel.
What are y'all doing?
Ukraine, which, surprising, actually. Ukraine, Trent Kelly, no. Benny Thompson, yes. Michael Guest, no. Ezell, no. I'm glad. That makes me feel better. Indo-Pacific, Trent Kelly, yes. Thompson, yes. Guest, yes. Ezell, yes. Which, that Indo-Pacific is part of that TikTok thing. Anyway, I am happy to see, honestly, and I'm not just saying this, I'm happy to see that the bulk of the money is going to Ukraine, that Trent Kelly, of all people, and Benny Thompson, well, of course, he voted yes for it because he's on board with anything that gets him more money in his pocket because he's a thief.
Yep.
Michael Guest said no to that, which makes me happy. And Ezell, really surprisingly, makes me happy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, just wait till tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, because it's going to be 100% different. This is...
It is. It really is.
Because they know where their constituents stand. And sometimes they'll vote for it. sometimes they won't. And I always wonder, like, well, why did you vote for this and not for this? I don't get it.
I don't know, but I just don't understand. But Mayorkas impeachment is another prime example. The dude got impeached. Now, Michael Guest was on that in front of the cameras, but the Senate, that Chuck Schumer wouldn't even allow, illegally wouldn't even allow the trial part.
Right.
Illegally, by the way. Right.
Wow. What if, again, what if McConnell stood up there and went, no, we're not going to bring the impeachment of Trump over here.
Oh, yeah, right. It would be doing backflips, calling out EMTs and, you know, you name it.
People would be fainting in the middle of the aisles.
I mean, it's crazy, y'all.
They have TDS.
This is crazy. This is what's happening in the United States. And I'm not laughing about it. I'm laughing because it's sadly a clown
show. And seriously, that contrast, though, the impeachment of Trump because of some phone call over the head of the Homeland Security, that is the security of the nation that is allowing all these apparently new voters in, that's the one that they say no to and stomp their foot? Yeah.
So crazy. Traitors. It really is crazy, you guys. I mean, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, because no, you're not a whatever they're calling you now. You're a lady or a gentleman to me. So
exactly.
Whatever one of those other words, I don't recognize that.
No.
That's not part of my vocabulary. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm not planning on it either.
You're discriminating against me. I don't have that as part of my vocabulary. So I can't do that.
This administration, though, being the Joe Biden administration, is willing and ready and willing to do anything, period, to make sure that Donald Trump does not win. That is a fact, y'all. We say it all the time, but it is a 1,000%. If you believe that they'll let up or let off, please don't. I'm asking you, please don't stay home. I don't care where you live. I don't care what state you live in, city you live in. I don't care if you live out in the rural area with only about 12 people. Don't stay home. Just don't. Right. Make yourself be
if
a part
of. If you
want
to just say it's to prove a point, cool. Go.
That's fine.
Vote.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever your reason being, just don't stay home, okay?
Right.
Because election fraud will be out there booming and booming and booming, bigger and bigger and bigger. If you think that the cheating was only going on in those 5 or 6 states last time, then you've been smoking crack rock.
That's right.
According to Judicial Watch, 353 counties in 29 different states had voter registration exceeding 100%, which is not mathematically possible.
Yeah, people don't double themselves.
Yeah, it's not mathematically possible. First of all, second of all, that would never happen anyway. We would never get 100%.
Right.
Ever.
Especially not over 100%.
No. Unfortunately, we will never even get close to 100% nowadays, and that's sad, but it is true.
And that needs to change.
Yeah.
And you still have time. You got time. You can do it.
Absolutely. And get involved, you guys. Please. That's why Kim and I myself became a delegate, was to get involved in the process to hold people on the small level accountable to their words, because people say, well, words are only words. However, words lead to action. Sometimes that action is not good, okay? And a lot of times that action is not looking out for you. It's only looking out for them, period. Period. End of discussion. Now, tonight, this evening, don't miss SK on the Radio. It starts at 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time and goes till 6 with Stephen and Kim.
Yes, and we've got some held back energy from not being able to do the show Thursday. So y'all please tune in, because it is going to be a locked and loaded show. All right.
I love it. Also, don't forget tomorrow Kim will be back on Duet Days, DUET, at the UET. We party the right way.
The right way.
All right. Thanks for listening. It is Monday morning, April 22nd, 2024. My name is D. Kim and I both will be back tomorrow morning bright and early. So you have a fantastic Monday Funday. See ya.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we must stand up and unleash.
a part of Unleashed. Until next time, let freedom ring loud. Unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic.